Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
JF Stretford Paddock, this is The Brew. Joining me is Abdullah, is Ronaldo Brown, quite apt. What we're going to talk about?
Oh, no. First off, the only reason why I'm sat here is because Abdullah.
Why?
He knows that as well. He's the guy.
Why? Oh, you mean you wouldn't have sat here if it was just me and you?
No, Abdullah gave me a little referral a couple of years ago.
Oh, so yeah. Ah, right, I didn't know this. So what, you two mates?
Yeah,
I
know we went to the same school.
To the same school.
Did you?
Yeah, Loretto High School.
I left the soap, Abdullah became a big name, famous on that full time.
But he's still got time for the little people.
So I contacted him.
Which is impressive. Do you know what I mean? No, I didn't realise you two were old friends, eh? Back from the Loretto days, yeah?
Yeah.
Was you in the same year or not?
Yeah. I don't know how much Abdullah cared about school. Or whenever I saw him, he only ever had a football in his hand and Astros.
Really?
Ready to play.
Football was a game. My GCSEs reflected that.
Oh, I feel like we're at a little Loretto High reunion here. This is so nostalgic. Talking of nostalgia, Manchester United, is he a legend? Is that too strong?
Of course he is.
Yeah, he is now. He wasn't this morning.
He wasn't this morning.
He wasn't dead 10 hours ago.
Yeah.
This morning he was the second best Portuguese to play for us.
Do you know what I mean?
Actually, third best behind Pepe and Bebe.
Yes. Ronaldo, it looks like he's coming back to Manchester United. We have got some updates because we know there's a lot been happening. A story broke a few hours ago. We went live with Adam McCullough, went live. But there has been updates, excuse me, since then. Just to sort of recap quickly, do get involved in the comments as well, everyone. Get involved in the chat. Hit that like button. Give us a like as well. Yesterday, it looked like he was going to go to Manchester City. They were in for him. Juventus wanted, well, he wanted out of Juventus. It looked like a deal could be on the horizon. Then, hang on a minute. People are in the chat already saying that Romano has tweeted it's a done deal, so I need to double check that one.
Here we go.
This is breaking. I'm already on him. I'm clicking on him. I'm getting confused there.
You crashed.
Mate, I don't know. It's my
his Twitter probably would crash, wouldn't it?
It's still
right. It's not right. Here's the latest update.
Been done.
Right, I was trying to do it in chronological order. Right, so City were in for him. It looked like he was gonna go. He wanted out of Juve. Everyone thought, right, this is going to happen. There was like a little bit of discussions going on about whether they were going to give Juve the money they wanted, but it looked like it was almost a done deal, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Then, when was it? Is it sort of midday today? 1 o'clock this afternoon? There was like little murmurs, weren't there?
Maybe little murmurs, or was it Agent Real?
Agent Real. Real Ferdinand tweeting a few sort of cryptic tweets that made people think, hang on a minute. Maybe this isn't like as done as everyone thinks.
And then it's obviously it's come out that I think it might not have been just him. It's a lot of people kind of swinging it.
It sounds like ex-United players getting involved, messaging him saying, "Run it!
Why
would you want to go like to that lot?
Get
involved."
You see Rooney in his little press conference. He was dead casual in the way he said, "I don't see him coming."
But
he knew, innit?
But at the end of it, though, he did say like. nothing ever surprises me. So it was like he said that and then was like, but it could happen sort of thing. Anyway, this afternoon, Real tweeted, other people were sort of mentioning it, and then Ollie did a press conference. He spoke about the fact that we'd love to have Cristiano Ronaldo back at the club. He knows how we feel about him. I think Bruno spoke to him and everyone's thinking, rah, for Ollie to come out like this and say that for a player that looks destined to go to City is a bit much. And then the news broke that City had pulled out, United are in, and the latest tweet from Fabrizio Romano says, Cristiano Ronaldo and Manchester United reunion, more than close. Official bid made to Juve, official contract sent to Jorge Mendes, that's his agent. Paperwork to be prepared soon. Can't even get my words out, I'm not excited. Manchester City are out of the race, work in progress. So an official bid has gone in, the paperwork's there, the contract looks like it's ready to sign. I mean, it's getting close to a here we go, innit?
He was a little smug though, wasn't he?
Who?
Ollie and his...
The way he answered that, you kind of thought something was going on.
He never speaks about players, innit?
Nah,
like,
even
we literally like agreed a deal for Varane. United tweeted it and everything. Like, it was a statement was put out. And he was like, we're not going to speak about it until the deal's done. And then he mentions Ronaldo three times. You know the best thing about that? I bet you like the ex-United like player group chats or whatever with like Evra, Rio, like Ronaldo, if they got one of them, like proper.
Nah, I definitely do have one of them.
Yeah. 100%. 100%. Because that is what has made this even better. The fact Ronaldo's coming back to Old Trafford is mint. But what's made it even better was we had almost 24 hours, didn't we, of City fans starting off being a bit like, I don't really know this can happen. Then they were getting confident, they were more like, confident. Yeah, like,
they were like, hold that, like this.
Yeah, then they were like, United, in the mud and all this. He's coming up.
The way it's materialised is like marketing genius, though, in it. It seems like...
It is.
Getting ready for the welcome to match. I heard they had like Harry Kane stuff ready, like proper, everything, like the graphics, the
seriously,
the lot, the prep. Yeah,
they were like 100%.
Preparation.
But
ready,
you know what
Kane.
Though? It was. I know it's different.
Been mugged off. This
Another
week,
L, man.
Yeah, they've had to take it.
Absolutely
they?
Lovely.
I mean, they moaned only City fans, but they still got Grealish.
Now could lose Haaland to PSG as well. How funny would that be? Like you're gonna get Kane when he's old if you get Kane.
Yeah.
Is there a point? Ronaldo goes United and then Greenwood's just going to blow in like 2 years.
Do you think Ronaldo coming takes us out of the race though?
For what?
For Haaland next year.
Nah.
It potentially depends how the season goes. If Ronaldo just goes absolutely nuts and then Mason's still getting enough minutes, because Ronaldo's been managing his minutes since like 2016, since like Zidane, you know, in that Champions League three-peat period. He's always managed his minutes. And there was the first time where Morata was getting the minutes at Madrid and he was actually bagging goals and they sold him 50 mil. So Mason's going to get minutes.
Yeah.
If you get 2 years out of like getting Mason enough minutes, he's in line.
Mate,
to
in 2 years, Mason's going to be Ronaldo.
Load management, innit?
Because
that's what
so
I think.
So perfect.
What Greenwood starts the season, it's kind of for a, not a spanner in the works, a positive one.
Yeah.
In a sense of he's looked like, he's just taking strides after stride.
He's scoring the scruffy goals, isn't it? Like that Southampton goal is exactly.
Well, that's he's mixing it up because the one against Leeds
was.
Look at the angle and everything.
Yeah.
That's a brilliant finish. That I think that's actually underrated.
That's a world class.
Because, that is almost like a half chance, really, if you look at where he was.
The
way he just makes it look easier. And then, like you saying, against Southampton, a scruffy one. We're getting loads of chats. So I'm going to get into some of them and go back to you two. I know it's just popping off here. Yeah. Steve Fletcher says, he's a member for 9 months. Sorry. Thanks for your support. Says, sending a cheeky wink to the City fans. Nice. Why not? Why not gloat about it? Peter Knight says, what happens with Cavani? Our front line is mouth-watering. Chances we still get a midfielder. Cavani, does this make a big difference? You think there could be any? There's sort of some people suggesting the club even go because of all the games he's going to miss. Yeah. Off you go. I don't see that happening.
Wasn't there talks about the reason why he... Part of the reason why United kind of flipped their interest into Ronaldo so urgently was because of the
Cavani
and thinking
that
he might be out for a little bit.
Because we've gone into the season thinking we've got Cavani, you've got Greenwood, you've got Martial.
Yeah, depth.
Now, Martial, there's the question marks around him. Greenwood, yes, he's brilliant, but he's still only, 19?
Yeah.
And then you've got Cavani, who all of a sudden looks like he's going to miss about 12 games.
And we've got, obviously, Rashford.
Yeah.
Still got, we don't have him until October.
Exactly. So all of a sudden, especially down the middle in the number 9, you're looking a little bit like,
especially Martial struggling.
Yeah.
And I did tweet, I said, every time that we sign a good calibre forward, Martial's talent seemed to decrease by 20%.
He's not had the best sort of 12 months, has it?
But I'm wondering what will happen with him with Ronaldo coming. Will he actually kick on?
or is it going to be that kind of aspect where Ronaldo comes and he goes under his shell a little bit even more?
We'll get into some more of these chats, but yeah, we'll come back to that. Sean Patrick McDade says, more importantly, do you think this affects Tahith Chong's chances of getting back into the first team? I don't think so. He's doing well at Birmingham City. Yeah. Could probably stay on loan.
I think he ends up moving to a decent like Premier League side next season, maybe half.
Fair enough. This is so sad. Alexa play Desposito, who's always commenting, thank you, says maybe United weren't interested, so Ron leaks he was going to City, so the United will come in for him. That's what I'm going to tell myself so I can sleep. Andrew Stewart says, running to play till 40 and break Rooney's record. Yeah, why not? Let's just go crazy, man. Do you know what I mean? Like, stranger things have happened. And Liam Cook said, he's 21 now coming. Right, let's Big Tony as well says, can I read that out, Jackie?
I'm not sure.
Big Tony says something Pest FC in the mud again. Lads, I am absolutely turgid. You can see his chat. You can see his comment. You can see what he said. I just got to, for legal reasons, I've got to be careful.
Can't really trust a man called
Big Tony. I think he's a solicitor. I think he knows it's legally fine. But we'll have to see. Do you know what? Me and Joe were doing this live last night, quite depressed, sort of talking about the fact that he was going to City, looked like it was done, getting a bit angry, bit disillusioned. Quite a lot of City fans were... Sean Patrick McDade says, Jay has totally stonewalled my joke there. I thought that was a genuine question, but apparently Sean Patrick McDade says, more importantly, do you think this affects Tahith Chong's chances of getting back into the first team?
Yeah.
Was a joke.
I thought it was a joke.
I thought he was being serious. I thought he was like some fanboy. Sorry, Sean. We was in the chat last night. We was doing the live last night, and a couple of City fans, not loads, because they haven't got many fans, have they? We're coming into the chat, I'm like, oh, you know, having a little dig and all that. And then I did a podcast today, and someone else having a dig. I mean, I don't like to talk about him, but... Trevor Sinclair was like bragging about what Ronaldo was going to do and how good he is and all this sort of stuff.
I can't believe Trevor Sinclair. Is he genuine in like the stuff he says?
I don't know.
Because I'm not sure it is.
So delusional with like, he's just so biased.
I think he puts it on a little bit, if I'm honest.
He's such a weirdo, bro.
That's some strange comments coming from Trevor, though. But I don't really watch TalkSport and that anyway, so it's not really my area of expertise. But yeah, I'm trying to think about it though. Is Ronaldo, we know about him wanting legacy and how basic a large part of his career and the accolades he gets is his longevity. Obviously he's 36, still looks as fit as ever. Is he going to be smart like you said? You said he's been managing his minutes since 2016. It's not ideally going to be a situation where he comes to the Premier League, which is going to be a massive jump up in intensity from where La Liga and in Syria. He's not going to play week in, week out. Maybe, or will he, or is it? Because it's going to be hard to leave out.
I think he'll play every game, but he'll know his body like better than anyone else. And he's definitely got like, this is a guy who's just about winning. And like, he's definitely built like a team around him and people around him that know what his body's capable of. Like he does, you know, when you listen to Rio, when you listen to Evra, when you listen to everyone else about his diet, about everything that he does, he always makes sure he's got an edge on everyone else. And I think he's carried that mentality throughout his career. And that's why he might not be as talented as Messi naturally and all that, but he's always been in the discussion because he's always been a step ahead on that side of things. And I think he'll continue that United and work with United on that. And I think if he plays every week and he knows that his body can hack it, he'll be fine. And United know that Mason Greenwood's got to get minutes. Other players have got to get minutes. And if you can get two seasons out of him. I mean, you look at that Southampton game. If you have Ronaldo up there, we're scoring a goal. Yeah. Like, I've watching him at Juve, was it last season they got knocked out against Porto?
Yeah. I remember.
He was doing a lot outside the area.
It's true. Ronaldo, the way he plays and his career arc and the way he almost, not even career arc, sometimes his game arc, it's almost like he plays with like destiny behind him almost. Yeah. Seems like if you need a winner, you need a goal, you need him to pull up, he always arrives because he didn't start against Udinese.
No.
And he came on.
Yeah. His goal got chalked off,
but the ball comes in the box. Standard Ronaldo, so he comes on, it's 95th minute, they need a goal. The ball comes in the box, he just jumps up.
It's like you're watching a movie, isn't it, when you're watching Ronaldo, like that moment's going to happen.
That moment.
He's had so many of them, and I believe like when I've watched quite a lot of Ronaldo at Juve, yeah. And what I feel like the last 2 years has really hurt him, where he's done way too much outside the area, because under Pirlo they played like Weston McKennie on the left wing and they play like this very defensive system. There's no real like creative productivity from midfield. That hurt him a lot, and he was dropping in deep, but he still scored 30 league goals last season. This imagine at United, I mean, where you got Sancho, ridiculous who numbers. Loves to play himself into the area, loves to create those clear cut chances. You got Marcus, who's found loads of assists, like 16 assists in the league over the last two seasons is impressive.
Yeah,
he's going to score tons of goals at United, 100%.
And obviously you could say it's not going to be, because people look at it and some, like, sometimes you get pessimists and look at it, he's 36, he won't be peak Ronaldo, but an 80% Ronaldo or a 75% Cristiano Ronaldo is still probably a top 15 player of all time.
I mean, look at,
so it's like it's not like
exactly, look at his numbers like last two seasons, 36 last season, 37 the season before. Like,
it's ridiculous.
His goal score is
his systems. Like we said, we've not sued him,
and he's shaped so himself. He's
not,
clever.
He's not like he's in complete decline.
He's not an up and down winger anymore. Yeah. Anyway, he's like he's shaped himself into. That's what he's actually shaped himself over the past couple of years into a number nine, isn't it? Where he can do less running, could be much more of a box predator, a finisher. All the qualities he has in abundance, better than most. So it's not even like I don't see him slowing down that much. In the past couple of years.
And also, like you were saying, aerially, he's amazing, isn't he? We need someone like that.
Remember what Ibra did at this season.
You've got him, Maguire, you've got like Varane. Like, United are going to be a problem.
This is what I mean. Like, we've got Eric Ramsey working on set pieces. Here's your guy, do you know what I mean? Running into that box, getting his head on things. Get involved in the comments. Hit the like button as well. We've got over 7,000 people watching. Only 600 likes. Come on. Ronaldo's coming back to Old Trafford. Hit that like button.
If you get 2,000 likes, he signs.
Is that how it works?
That's what I heard.
I've heard it's 2,000 likes. Allegedly. And he signs. Right, what would it take, right, if we get to how many likes to get you down Old Trafford?
2,000 likes, a sprint there.
2,000 likes. I said that when Woodward said, I said 10,000 likes and we got there. Sharia,
11,000 likes, I will walk to Wolves on the weekend.
Right, 11,000 likes, he's going to walk to Wolves. 2,000 likes, he's going to sprint to Old Trafford. 15,000 likes, I'll drive. Sharia Takar says, gonna hear Viva Ronaldo for 90 minutes on Sunday, running down the wing, hear United sing Viva Ronaldo. You sure are, my friend. Cyrus Bezan said, Ronaldo bailed on City because of the third kit. Kane, Ronaldo, no one wants to play for teams who have the Puma third kit. Interesting theory. Well, who knows? Mystique says, rather not get Ronaldo if it gets us Haaland next season. Don't get me wrong, I'll be the first to buy the Ronaldo kit, even though he nearly snaked it with City. I listen, if you can get Ronaldo, you get him.
I personally believe United will still be in a race next year.
Yeah, I don't think it's a game changer.
It's going to be like 24 million that we're getting Ronaldo.
Depends. It depends on Mason Greenwood's
I think it depends on who we offload. If Haaland comes next season, you've got to get rid of Martial and...
Martial's the most obvious one, isn't it? Yeah. So like, you know what Martial I mean? Like, Jacob Parker says, I pray I don't see McFred in midfield behind Ronaldo. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of... I'm just going to get in some of the comments as well. Someone, John Priest says Alexis Sanchez part two. Can't see that. Someone there with Nidin Rono with just a load of heart emojis. Andy Harris says he's going to City. Beats Prodder Bison says this is amazing. It really is. John in the Super Chat says if Tony doesn't have a shocker the other day, are we making this move? Cheers, lads. What do you two reckon? Has that had an influence?
I think that game's had an influence.
Do you reckon Ollie's looked at him that game against Southampton and gone, I don't know if I can rely on this guy. Do you honestly think that, just from that hour?
I think he's looked on the performance in its entirety.
Yeah.
Martial seemed, looks like a shell of himself from his earlier United days.
Yeah.
Plus the Cavani situation.
Yeah.
I think.
And the whole thing with him going City. Like,
that's a big, that for me, I think, out of all the things you've mentioned, I think the Cavani one's the biggest. Ollie's not stupid, right? It's like someone was saying the other day, I think it was Alex Shaw in ESPN, he said, we all know we need a holding midfielder, right?
Yeah.
He's saying that people act like Ollie don't know that. He knows it.
Yeah. We're in the market from everyone's side.
He just
can't
get the one he wants. Do you know what I mean? It's not like he's sat there going, I don't need a holding midfielder.
Well, I heard the other day, like, United will wait. They'll do the same thing with Sancho with Declan Rice.
Right.
They will wait. They would rather wait for their target.
I don't see the fascination with Declan Rice.
I like Declan Rice, man.
It's all right, but
he improves his game a lot. I think when you look at midfielders and when they peak, You look at Gundogan's best like season recently, 30 plus, Henderson 30 plus. We're talking about a lad who's 22. I feel like a lot of when people watch him, there's a lot of the sideways business and
people used to say that about Michael Carrick though. Do you know what I mean? I'm not saying he's gonna be as good as Michael Carrick, but you know, there was a criticism of Carrick that he kept it too simple, that he wasn't going forward enough. And then people actually come around to the way thinking, actually, he's keeping possession. Yeah, he's putting out fires before they get started.
He'll improve us. Do you know what I mean? My issue is, obviously, I'm not trying to bait people out, but sources have said that someone that's played with them both, in terms of McTominay and Rice, believes McTominay's better.
It's a stretch, that, for me. I like McTominay.
Well, it's been said by someone that's played with both players.
I like Scott.
Can't even work out which player who may or may not come from Warrington could possibly have played with both Declan Rice and Scott McTominay.
But no, I'm not gonna lie.
It was only a mystery he was talking about. Come on, everyone knows who that is. Do you know what I mean? Come on.
I think he's best to know, and you think McTominay's better.
Is he not saying that though because he's currently playing alongside McTominay?
I'm not saying.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I get what you're on about, but he might be like, if he came back and went,
Like with Rice though, if you look at the last, just take solely the last two Premier League games and the start of the season, that first Newcastle game, obviously anyone who watched 2 minutes of the game would have been like, oh, Saint-Maximin ripped him or whatever. Yeah, the rest of the performance, unbelievable. Because he keeps it.
That's
keeps
the trouble with the highlight reels. It doesn't tell you everything. People get excited because of 4 seconds of footage.
Yeah, like everyone just ruins
the
dude. For it.
Like, they tweet like a clip. Yeah. He's rubbish, overrated, fraud. And you're like, nice. Watch the rest of the fucking game when he
all his passing was like, a lot of it was switches out wide, like pretty simple. But then there was two or three passes that actually break the line, which United, there's not enough of that. And then it'll get cut off once or twice, but he kept over 95% pass accuracy in both those games. So the
he got an assist
for the Antonio goal.
76% or something
like that. But you know what my question is to you? You know the performances and the role that Declan Rice does for West Ham and looks decent in?
Yeah.
Do you not think Scott McTominay could do the same thing in that team? Because people should have seen with Lingard's performance at West Ham amongst other players, the stark difference. Well, sound like I had a lisp then.
A lisp.
Yeah. The stark difference between playing for United and playing for most of these other teams is major. Because I think McTominay does get sometimes, he is adored for his endeavour, and he can be quite a bit of a beast at times. And I do believe if he played for an Everton or he played for a West Ham, he'd be a great
player. He'd be in demand.
He'd be a great player.
I think you're right. If he's at the middle of like Goodison for Everton, doing what he does for United, people
would be
go,
in for him.
Oh,
I think it's a lot about what United.
I don't know if Declan Rice is that much better than Scott.
I think they're different players though. That's with me. I feel like this whole like standard progressing, playing between the lines, Scott did that against Leeds for that goal.
Just people like when you say playing between the lines, what do you mean?
Isn't like just a pass that will actually break through midfield. Yeah. Declan Rice won't do a lot of that, but when he does it, he does pull it off and it does evade the pressure sometimes. And you look at that, what the assist he got the other day, he's not worried about like progressing it from time to time. In that final against Italy, once he come off, Jorginho had a field day. He shut Jorginho down. The numbers were there, like the interceptions.
Did he come off for Henderson?
For me, Scott suits United.
I think Jorginho is the most overrated player in the
world. Right, before we get into Jorginho being overrated and Rice not being as good as McTominay, give me 2 seconds, right? Let's get into some of these super chats. Bryce Menendez says, sell Lingard to Everton after Richarlison goes to PSG and sell James to Leicester and buy Neves. Easy, and then we can say 21 is coming. I don't think
that'll be a good move.
I don't think James is going anywhere, by the way. Ben Pettiford says, have City just bottled Messi, Kane and Ronaldo in the same window? Can't believe they think they are or will ever be bigger than us. They have got Grealish though, so all these City fans moaning need to, you know, it's not like Pep's on a shoestring. He's bought a £100 million midfielder. Darren Cox says, he's a proven winner and will get the best out of everyone around him. Feel a CDM like Neves or Niguez could be signed. Big Tony says, I am a fully qualified solicitor. What do we reckon is happening with Eddie now? Then surely Ronnie wants a 7 shirt, CR7, etc. And then, you can read it.
Allegedly.
Yeah, at the moment, allegedly, but you can just read it. I'll let people read that. Thanks for those super chats. Lots to pick through there. Do you see much more? Let's just sort of like round it up slightly from all those comments. Do you see much more business happening at Old Trafford this summer?
I think we could. There's a good chance we get Trippier because Atletico Madrid look like they could be making a deal happen for, is it Sinek? I think it's from Lille. Oh, who was it? It was Lille that won the league in France. So the Turkish right back. Fabrizio was reporting it yesterday. I think they're making that move because they're going to lose Trippier on a free anyways in Jan. And these Spanish teams need money. Atletico Madrid has spent the most money in La Liga this summer. Yeah. And we know how bleak it is for like these La Liga teams. And they're trying to get another striker in as well. I think it's the lad from Fiorentina. So it's not logical for them to keep Trippier when they could make a 20 million euro deal happen with United.
It's just annoying though, because it's like, oh, we're looking at, yeah, we get Trippier, we get Ronaldo. Ronaldo's different. You get Ronaldo at all costs, whether you need a striker, you need anything else. It's just a shoo-in, really. But obviously, Trippier's got qualities. Wan-Bissaka doesn't have it. He provides another element. But it's money we could, what elsewhere, as in a midfielder, because it's all right having.
No, 100%. You look at Lokonga, like, that for me, that's one of the best buys of the summer, Lokonga. I rate the kid. Like, his ball progression so far looks good.
It's unfortunate he's playing for.
Slotted though. Straight in.
Not obviously.
Like, it's mad how we couldn't, like, find a player like that. Like, we were in the market for that type of player in midfield, and he was 20 million.
We never do that, though, do we? No, we never get those players. We get those players after they've gone to somewhere.
We spoke about this, spend big money on them.
We
came to a conclusion. Why, though? Because I remember, Jay, we spoke about this and said the reason why United never do that is because United are not really given the same amount of leeway to take gambles and take risks.
That's but you got to do that. Like Liverpool
and
did
also,
that with
when,
title.
When United start looking at a player, other clubs start looking at him, and then the value starts going up, and then it's like, hang on a minute, and then it's suddenly that £20 million midfielder or whatever might be a bargain, suddenly becomes a £40 million one, and then it's like, well, is it worth it? I'm not making excuses for the Glazers.
The way we're operating is a little better.
There is a sort of argument that sometimes when it is difficult for United to do those deals, but I still think we can be better at them. I still feel there's a bit of a gap.
We're getting in a bit early as well with the Mejbris, Hugo. There's a couple other players that we're getting in early with.
Even Diallo, remember when we had Romano on? Romano said when he came on the channel, he was really surprised and impressed with the fact United got Diallo because he felt that Juve would have gone for him. Yeah. And he said United got in there pretty quick. And he said everyone at Atalanta was raving about the kid. Yeah. Like, this guy's going to be something special. Yeah. And United have got in there. Yes, we potentially can pay a lot of money for him with all the add-ons, but he's been it was a bit of a sort of a steal.
I was going to say, like, Arsenal got Lokonga for what, 15 mil from Anderlecht.
Yeah.
If United are in for him, it's probably 25 mil. And then that's the thing that kind of, obviously, United play for players at a premium. Yeah. United, because of the scrutiny in the big club that we are, if you do take a gamble on a youngster for 20 million and he doesn't set the world alight, everyone talks about it. Whereas
look at Dan James. He cost 15 million quid. Right, his numbers were okay. He's not setting the world alight, but for a squad player, 15 million, what do you expect? And people are already like, get rid of him.
Exactly. So,
because unless he's scoring like double figures,
and I think Arsenal are declining enough where they can go, they can go and buy these youngsters that think are decent, like, and take gambles.
Like, they've spent more money than anyone else. Do you know what I mean? Like, so it's not like they're not spending money; they're having to spread it out because they need so many players because the squad's shocking.
Teams know when you need a striker, for example, with United, when you need a DM, whatever. The premium's a lot higher, isn't it? Like, they will charge you a lot more for that price. So
I am just refreshing the Romano fee, because people keep saying, like, done deal. I'll get in some of the super chats and some of the comments as well. Sajan Pahal says, do you think this will be Ronaldo's last club? Retire in 2023, winning us the Champions League and Premier League? Possibly.
He said he wanted to retire at the top of his game. Yeah. So this is
come back for 2 years, retire at 38. You don't know with someone like Ronaldo, because he might play till he's 40.
How good of a Netflix documentary is that, though?
Well, like Last Dance type. Coming back to Old Trafford. It does feel like
it.
That would be the best football star. Right. Ever.
Mad story. Especially if he comes back and he wins or something. Like,
they should film it.
And they have to. Honestly,
film it. And if he wins something,
they're a bit shit with, show, like, it. Not allowing not Amazon and print, Netflix and stuff in.
Bin it. Yeah, but
because they don't like with City and stuff. But
United,
I don't know if
United anything
that
about him to do it themselves, but he won't. Phil Potts says, absolutely cream in my underpants. I'm too high for this. Ish. Good night. he's happy. Ulf Leilenthal says, hopefully owners will see that building the club to winning trophies the next 2 years with Ronaldo back will fill the bank accounts for a decade to come. Even if we win nothing, at least he came back for one last dance, says King. Norma says, I am nervous. I think a few people sort of like, is it still going to happen? Like,
listen,
is there a possibility this could fall apart?
Could you envision, look at what happened and the kind of the earthquake is probably the best way to put it. Metaphorically, look at Varane and his unveiling.
Yeah.
You can only imagine Cristiano Ronaldo.
I don't like the way that United do a lot of things, right? But we was at the game, right? The Leeds game. And I got a message on my phone, an email on my phone to the work email. And I looked at my phone and it said, United signed Varane. And I went to my mate, I went, seeing this, right? And he went, what? And he's like, what? And then as we're talking, just seen him come out of the tunnel. I was like, there he is. And he's walked out of his shirt. Yeah. I thought, just before the first game in 18 months when everyone's there, it was a mint way he did it because everyone was buzzing.
I think United could do like an actual unveiling in the ground and they'd fill the ground up. For Ronaldo,
I think they would. Do you remember when he went to Real Madrid and he packed out the Bernabeu and then it was Benzema 2 days later or whatever, and it was like about 20,000 people there. Wasn't like bad numbers. 20,000 people is a lot to go and see the signing. But when you compared it to Ronaldo, it's not the same, is it?
Because I'm thinking this gets done, right? You've got the coming up. International.
Yeah, I've got the international break.
Is that straight after Wolves?
Yeah, I think so. That's it, isn't it? Break after Wolves, yeah? Yeah, because the squad's just been announced.
And then
it's perfect for me timing that.
It's perfect timing. And then Ronaldo could play for us the game.
What game is it?
Is it Newcastle?
I think it's Newcastle at home.
Let me have a look.
That sounds like a Ronaldo hat trick.
Do you know what? It's funny, like, because do you know what? Oh, so glad I renewed.
Yo, I can't wait.
Newcastle, September 11th.
Of September.
Right, Newcastle. So you've got Wolves, and then you've got 11th September. Oh, Old Trafford. Oh, my God.
Unveiling.
Oh, my God. Do you think they would? Do you think they'd actually do an unveiling, like, before they get,
maybe
like, the day
of
before?
COVID stuff, maybe, to limit risk.
Oh, here's a good question for you. Edward Bamba. Does he take penalties from Bruno?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
He does, doesn't he?
Yes.
Like, that's in his contract.
Yeah.
Like,
he buries them as well. Oh, mate, he's like,
do you know what though?
So
do you know what? Bruno is a better penalty taker.
I disagree.
I don't know, man.
I think Ronaldo right now is the best penalty taker.
Bro, Ronaldo missed penalties for us. Bruno's missed.
No, but this, like, we're talking about Ronaldo in the last 3 years. We're talking about Ronaldo.
It's like him. I don't think I really ever see, especially in recent times, Ronaldo miss a penalty. And I would
proper corner.
And it's the way he looks. Basically,
let's have a look. Let's have a
Ronaldo
look.
Ronaldo could be, he could have the deciding pen of, if he misses, the galaxy blows up.
Yeah.
And he still looks as if he's never got.
If you look at the Atletico Madrid
one, he's never
going
to miss it. It just looks. Yeah.
For the 3-0 and then the Juve one against Juve for Madrid, the ones that send his team into the finals.
He scored 139 penalties, which is ridiculous. He's missed 27.
What is his recent record?
But that's what percentage is that?
What's his recent record with penalties?
He missed two last year, but he scored about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Didn't have a percentage 11, on Google.
I don't know.
Because it looked like Ronaldo had the highest percentage. It was back on the...
Oh, right, I'm gone. Sorry, I know this isn't like very good watching, but I don't know if this is... I think this is just World Cup, the best penalty taker, so I don't know when this is from.
He's just so unfazed now when he takes them, man. He's not the same guy that missed that penalty against Chelsea. He's a different player now.
Yeah, I get that. Just, but I still feel like Bruno...
It's scary how
Bruno's record is like better than anyone's almost on the planet.
He just said Ronaldo.
I mean, to be fair, I think he does take him, doesn't he?
Proper berries.
Andrew Naka says, I can tell how giddy you guys are because I feel the same. Why don't City?
And I've had Red Bull.
I know, man. It's exciting, man. It's exciting.
There's a sugar in this, let me see.
Yeah, lots of people discussing it. Some people saying sell Martial. Right, I want to ask you this. Well, ask you both.
Who's buying it?
Ronaldo, what sort of a lift do you think that gives the dressing room, like when you got a player like Ronaldo coming in? You're playing in that dressing room.
That is an element. It gives everyone.
You've got possibly the GOAT coming
personally,
into the, do you know what I mean? Like,
I believe Varane walking in to the dressing room kind of give everyone like a lift.
Even though he didn't live up to his potential.
You know what it is with that? I'm not falling back on it. I knew what I meant.
I want you to double down.
I knew what I meant in the context.
Nah, I'm not joking.
Of,
right.
obviously was lauded to become like the best defender ever.
And he's probably the second best. So that's fair enough. Fair comment. Yeah, like Varane coming in, big boost. But Ronaldo,
I think it's the standard thing for me. Yeah. He lifts the standard on the pitch. Like if there's a shit cross coming in, you know he's going to be fuming. Like it's that whole like making sure everyone on the team's hitting that other level. You got players like Marcus Rashford, yeah, who's a United fan growing up. Like we were at that age where we were watching like Ronaldo for United, like just hyped as kids. Like he was watching Ronaldo and he's going to be playing alongside. That's mad. That's so inspiring.
This like, might be wishful thinking, right? But history is some way, somehow, United, well, obviously Martial's career at United being revitalized almost by this. You know, like we usually say that he doesn't take too well to competition arriving.
Yeah.
Could Ronaldo be a little bit different where he might see it as more of an incentive to like to raise his game and fulfill the potential that he's always had?
Let you finish your thought.
The reason why we have to mention Martial within this Ronaldo story, because it almost seems like it's an indictment on Martial. And it also seems like it's the writing on the wall for him.
Yeah.
But you've also got to entertain the flip side of it, which is the possibility that he could respond well to Ronaldo coming. Because we've got to talk about the fact that his form has fell off by the wayside. And now that we've signed Ronaldo, got Cavani, got Greenwood being probably one of our best players this season so far. And that includes how he performed in pre-season. What does it mean pecking order-wise for Martial?
Do you think Martial could be in a bit of trouble here?
I think he was in a little bit of trouble after that Southampton performance. The issue that I see with Martial is it feels like it's his body, like the injuries, the groin injury or whatever, the surgeries that he's been having has had a toll on him. Like I know I said this like on the last two like things, but watching him in that preseason when he come out with the ball and he like, that's usually light work dribble for Martial, just gets tackled against Everton. I'm like, doesn't do anything else for the rest of the game.
Yeah.
And I've always had an issue with his movement and it's like just if I'm watching the other day, I was watching something where Aubameyang, the goal that he scored against West Brom, I know it was West Brom, but how reactive he was to Saka's shot. And then he's like instantly, like as soon as he's seen Saka get on the ball, he looked forward and then he reacted instantly and getting, like I don't see that from Martial when I'm looking at the top strikers, that quick movement, that instinct.
Yeah, but
a lot of it is carrying and then scoring, which is good. It's a different style and it's needed.
Yeah, Aubameyang, man.
But he lacks that. No, I'm just using that as an
look
example.
The Arsenal hate you from Ronaldo.
No,
like,
but you know what it is? He's dead, Aubameyang. I know, but it's just that example of like another top forward.
But he's not been playing that well. And I don't want to laud Aubameyang for scoring.
No, I don't want to. It's a
West
standard tapping.
But even that tells its own story. It's the instinct. Like Aubameyang, who's not exactly the world's best striker. Even he knows that you've got to be on the keeper, aren't you?
If Martial had them goals, he'd be in the team every week.
Do you see the clip of Greenwood's goal? And people looked at Martial's movement with literally the whole sequence of Pogba passing to Bruno, back to Pogba to Greenwood. Martial is literally stood on the 86-yard and everyone's moving around in a box. He stood there like this.
Weirdly enough, like I was watching a goal the other day.
Like, didn't move an inch that whole 5 seconds.
What is that then? Is that confidence? Is that not wanting the ball?
I think it's just laziness.
I don't like using the word laziness, but
I don't think it's laziness. I'm asking a question. With footballers, it's hard to...
Yeah.
People like say this. I've done this, like, to be fair, I feel like players
are lazy.
I will
get some of the comments in the chat. Hit that like, give us a like as well.
But I think with Martial...
We need more likes.
With Martial, he's always... He loves to see the ball, like where he receives it and then he wants to see 2-3 defenders get on the inside and score. And he's a very good finisher. He's like one of the better finishers we've seen in recent years and it's fallen off a little
bit. Do you know what though? He's not that style. But last season his finishing was poor.
Yeah.
It was. Because he had chances.
That's what I'm saying, that fall off.
Do you know what needs to happen?
What worries me?
Martial needs to realise, as I've said for a long time, because believe it or not, I was a massive, massive person in the music industry. Yeah, not quite. Snoop Dogg. Martial's FC.
Really?
I was a part of Martial FC.
I don't remember. I don't think since me and you've known each other, I don't think I've ever thought of you as that one.
No, I'm a big fan of... Yeah. I was a big fan of him.
I cut ties a long time ago.
I used to be, years ago, I remember, early days of Devils.
I got death threats off Martial FC because I said, I would have loved him to do better against Burnley. That's all I said.
But what I want to see is,
Martial is a different player when he plays on the left wing, I think. He just needs to realise...
But that's the injuries, I feel like, don't allow him to play there anymore, man.
Nah, he's a good... His best attribute, Martial, is dribbling.
Yeah.
So he needs to be on the left.
He is very good at dribbling.
His dribbling's fallen off. That's my thing with him.
I think love confidence. Him to just come. Do you remember the Burnley game last season, right? Where the ball came over. Martial, or any player with confidence, a player like him, takes it around the keeper and taps it in. Or puts his foot through it and just... And he sort of like controlled it towards the goal. And it was almost like an easy save. And I thought, that's a player who's lacking confidence. Remember against City at the Etihad, where he actually got man of the match, to be fair to the kid. But he goes through on goal and he just...
That's usually his bread and butter.
Finish, do you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like he looks like he's not playing with that sort of freedom and that confidence that he had when he burst onto the scene, or even under Jose.
End of the day.
He's been sort of worn down with the expectations or something. I don't know.
Even if he's like a third choice option, say as a striker. Say Eddie, obviously he's going to have a lot of these like chunk of games taken out. Well,
can you even rely on him for that though? Can you?
You got some. But the thing is, you're not going to turn to him a lot though.
And I've still said I'd give him in the season, but
score some goals.
If you're saying to me he's more or less useless, then he can't be third choice, can he? Because he's like, Eddie's out, Ronaldo's out, to that. Mason's out.
I don't think it's to that level, man. Like, I think if you got a certain level of talent and you've lost a bit through injuries and whatnot, you can still like have an influence in cup games where you've got younger players around you, where you've got easier defences to face.
Might be like salvation for him. You know what I mean? Remember in Sevens last season, he was smashing him in the Carling Cup or whatever it was called at the time. Because he wasn't always playing in the league. Berbatov sort of came in and out. Matt G says, the Newcastle game is Saturday 3:00 kickoff. Imagine his first game, even on UK TV. They'll make it. They'll put that on the telly.
Nah,
don't worry about
that. There's a thing that 3:00, I don't think.
What?
Sky, anything that covers Premier League never has 3:00.
Yeah, but surely like, they'll do something.
They can change it.
They'll change it or something. There's no way on God's earth that Ronaldo's return to United ain't going to be on the telly. I'm telling you now. That is revenue for
that's
them.
That's so
like,
rubbish.
Yeah.
I don't understand that thing, man.
I don't know. I think it's a deal thing.
Could they not swap it with some other game?
Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know. I don't think Premier League's ever... on Sky or BT ever televised a game. I think it's only abroad. Saturday 3:00.
Nah, Saturday 3:00 kickoffs. Yeah. Usually like, even. I think lockdown was different. But it's usually like sacrosanct.
It's apparently people go to the game. Yeah. Is that when it came in?
That's what.
But I'm wondering whether then they move that kickoff time a little bit or whatever.
That's the reason why they
did
it.
Be there, man.
Because there's obviously studied like media wise, they've said over the past 20 years with the increase of streaming TV. They thought that players would stop, not players, fans would stop going to the games.
Yeah.
Because they could just watch all the games and comfort their own home. That kind of travel. United fans would.
Other fans might.
It's actually wrong. It wouldn't happen.
7,000 at United. Don't you
and that's the main reason why they leave Saturday. They have a majority of the Premier League games each weekend are Saturday at 3:00.
Yeah.
So, and they don't have them on TV for that reason. So that because they want, obviously, fans still going to the stadiums or whatever. But
I'm just going to get in some of these because we've got loads of super chats and loads of comments, loads of great comments. Jamie Usher says, absolutely gassed about Big Ron. And are we calling him Big Ron? I was thinking Ron Atkinson when I think of that, and I don't really want to do that with Ron. But I'm concerned in a sense because what happened to sell to buy? Were we ever actually in for a DM or was that an excuse not to get one? I think that's a fair question.
Not actually spoke or are people just waffling?
Oh, just on
didn't that guy, the first guy that broke the, he was the guy who's got like a picture of Sarri. I don't know if you ever seen him in his header, but he's like, he's always good for like Italian news.
Yeah.
Usually with Chelsea stuff, he was one of the first to talk about the Ronaldo to United today.
Really?
He said there was like a potentially a press conference later this evening, so that could be.
Well, if there is, we'll be there for that. We're not physically there, but we'll be here for it. Yeah. Mayor Amateur says Martial's form is correlated with the players we signed. He was poor when we signed Ibra, and he lost his 9, and then Sanchez, and then Cavani. I thought he stepped up when Sanchez came in. I thought he was having He was having a good spell, lost his place, and then got his place back. I thought he sort of forced his way back into the thinking.
But people have said we signed Lukaku. His form dipped.
Yeah.
We signed him.
Initially, there's that little thing.
It's usually a push. It pushes you, innit? It's like when the Martial-Rashford thing was happening.
You should be looking at that now, if you're running Martial, going, that is my...
Mason, innit? Like, with Greenwood, I feel like with the whole Cavani-Martial thing, he's really, like, stepped his game up as well. Like, whether it's on the right, whether through the middle, he's really trying to, like, up his game a bit recently. And I don't know. Maybe it's
we
a bit
could have some news here. I'm just getting posted. I've been told there could be some news coming up. Jay Frisconi no, don't read that out. Yeah,
Media friends.
Frisconi says.
Media friends.
Jay Frisconi says, would the return of CR make this the best transfer window ever? Do you reckon? Name me a better transfer window that United have had. I think the 2008 one. 2007 one was better.
Is he talking about United specifically or is he talking about...
Oh, right. I don't know.
If it's in general, I think this is the nuttiest transfer window.
Nuts, man. Sergio Ramos going.
People need to
Messi
calm
going.
Down.
Like, Ronaldo going. Mbappe, potentially.
It needs to calm down.
It's the literal multiverse.
The funny thing is, next transfer window ain't gonna,
it's like you've thrown me into a career mode on
anything
FIFA.
Like this, is it?
I'm living in it.
It's just going to be like, next transfer window and like Haaland goes and maybe some more, a few other big players, it'll be like...
It's like someone in their dream, and they're just planning everything. Like, it's just some game.
We're actually in a Marvel simulation.
Yeah, we're in a Marvel simulation here, people.
He remains.
Right, someone else is asking, Stato92 said, wouldn't pay Martial with washers, he needs to go. Cristiano Ronaldo to Portuguese media at Lisbon Airport. You'll know in 1 hour. That's via Sport Witness. So let's have a
look. No way is he flexed like that. He's just gone. You know, he'll probably ignore it. He's just gone, 1 hour.
Do you know what? That's what Zlatan used to be like that, though. When Zlatan was coming to United, he used to give interviews all the time. And he was like,
wait,
do you remember? He'd be like, you should know. He's just big news. And they were like, what? Tell us, is he coming to United? But I think, it looks like there's, everyone's sort of talking about that in an hour. It looks like we could have an announcement in an hour. So if that does happen, we will be going live on this channel. We'll always be going live when the big news breaks. It's almost there, isn't it?
I'm not going to lie. This Ronaldo unveiling at Old Trafford, I keep thinking about, almost seems like it could possibly be tear worthy. Am I being dramatic?
Being what?
It could almost be tears worthy.
Have you ever cried at a football?
I have cried at a football.
Is there a specific game that you cried at?
I cry. Do you know what?
And there's nothing wrong with crying, by the way. I'm not criticising before anyone starts.
Cry your heart.
I think I cried 2009. What was it?
Champions League. I've cried about some weird things.
When we lost to Barca. We lost to Barca in Rome. I also cried when Rooney got sent off against Portugal for England.
See, I cried weirdly in that World Cup as well.
I was younger than that.
He was about eight.
My mum told me that I would actually cry at England losses. United ones at that time.
I cried because Zidane got sent off. It was the weirdest thing. I loved Zidane. I'm not even going to lie. It's 2006, I was a kid.
Right.
But he got sent off against Italy in the World Cup final. And I started shedding tears.
Really?
Yeah, honestly. Right. I just loved Zidane back then. It was like him, Henri, like Rooney.
Fair enough, man. Those were my guys. It's weird because I've only cried like tears of joy. 99, I cried tears of joy.
But when Ronaldo left
That's what I was going to say. Tears of joy, 2008.
Yeah, I've never cried.
There was a bit of a tear.
John Terry, thank you, John Terry.
I felt sick before. Oh my god!
Legend.
When he was stepping up to that penalty,
do you know what? As well, what happened that night? I was watching it in my local night because my mate got married in Cyprus, so we'd only just got back. That's why I didn't go to Moscow, and we were watching it.
Is that the only reason why you didn't go to Moscow?
Well, I spent all my money, got my mate's wedding, because I was best man.
But you're scared for your life.
Basically, we all got in our cars from the pub in Hermiston or Flixton. Drove that Old Trafford. Everyone's outside Old Trafford, kicking footballs around, outside the Matt Busby statue, singing Viva Ronaldo. And I was saying to mate the other day, I was like, do you know what? Imagine if Ronaldo came back, we'd all be back there at Old Trafford. It might have been McCall, actually, saying it to, kicking balls about going Viva Ronaldo. That's the sort of shit.
Imagine a big Champions League moment.
That's the reason why
literally cry.
That's why I said it might be emotional for people, particularly around my age, Ronaldo, as a United fan, is such a huge part of your footballing fandom childhood.
I remember finding out school about months, him leaving, I remember our teacher in year five, shout out to Mr. Wood, sick guy, he broke it to us.
Do you know him?
No, it was a different school. He broke the news to us. Was it Tranmere? He was like a Tranmere Liverpool fan, I think.
Liverpool.
Yeah, he was like, he's supporting them too. And then he broke the news about Ronaldo. he's supported both those teams. And
do you know what? I remember, go on, finish your story.
He announced it to us. He's like, he's leaving. I remember just being like, this is not real. Then going home, watching Ronaldo doing an interview at like Madrid Airport in the sun, like the battle. I was like, this is it. He's gone.
Think about it though.
Yeah.
I keep harking back to it because I keep imagining it. I might dream about it tonight.
What?
The Ronaldo unveiling. Because, you know, the way you had that kind of iconic embrace between Rio Ferdinand and Varane.
Yeah.
I think Ronaldo's unveiling, it's got to be Fergie.
You're giving them ideas.
That's what I'm thinking about. It's like,
do you know what I said about crying?
Oh my days.
If Fergie's out there,
Fergie comes out onto Old Trafford.
Something in my eye already.
And we watch them both not just legends of United, but two absolute legends of football in general.
That's arguably the greatest player. Yeah, and definitely the greatest manager.
Ronaldo needs to get commission for that.
That'd be the end. I'd say that visual there could be the end.
That breaks the internet.
A film.
That breaks the internet, yeah. I want. Like, that
if Netflix are not film, Netflix, like, I will fund it somehow. I will set up a goal. Make sure you do a Ronaldo documentary when he arrives.
Sheikh Subahuddin says, on behalf of Mendes, I would like to apologise. He misunderstood when Ronaldo asked to take him to Manchester. For the GOAT, Manchester is always red. Nicely said. Alpha Omega says, hello, men. Wouldn't it be safe to say that we need more than a last dance with Ronaldo? Do we have some news on Saul, or would CR7 do as a holding midfielder? Have a great weekend, you beautiful men. I mean, we're all giddy, and rightly so, because we absolutely love the fact that Ronaldo's come back to Old Trafford. But do we still need a DM?
Yeah, of course.
Like, to challenge for the title, for the Champions League. If we want to win those things.
It's more of a midfielder that suits what Ollie tries to do. And I feel like a two-way midfielder, more of a dynamic, progressive, still got that defensive edge. Yeah. And I think that's why I've been linked to, like, Camavinga. Like, come on, man. Camavinga, if you're getting Ronaldo, that could be another thing that convinces him to the Premier League's where it's at now. Forget Madrid. Forget all this shit.
That's what I forgot to tell you.
He's 30 million for Camavinga, man. That's mad. You know, you could get Ronaldo, Sancho, Varane, and Camavinga, and you basically spent the same amount as Arsenal.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That can't be true.
You know, with Ronaldo, we spent the same amount.
Shushwood Walker versus says, read my previous super chat.
This guy's getting onto us.
Sorry. Do you know what it is, right?
Jay's going to get sacked now.
I know. I am sorry. First time was so nice, we had to do it twice. That's for, excuse me, Bharat Shankar. I'm just trying to get through some of these because I might miss someone. Shushrat Welkavar says, glory, glory, Man United. Hashtag prodigal son returns.
Here we go.
What? Fabrizio Romano on Twitch has just given here we go, but you don't need to see that because we'll keep you posted on that. Producer Callum's going to keep you updated. I'm just making sure.
Everyone's screaming.
Imperfect Call says, Juve wants 25 million. We bid 20. I wouldn't be surprised. Bring him home.
There it is.
Cough Mike, is it there? Cough
here
Mike.
Here we go.
We've got it.
Do you know what I mean?
This
time yesterday,
Don Fabrizio,
I was done, and now he's
back.
Honestly, this is unreal.
Look at the numbers this guy's getting in. Like,
let me see this.
It's like 33,000 in under a minute. Like,
that's ridiculous. He's going to break the internet with that. Have we tweeted that, by the way? Cough Mike says, all we need is Jay Motti in CDM and the quadruple invincible season is on. My days in midfield are over, my brother. Cameron S says, apparently it's 15 million euros, according to Whitwell. Absolutely stealing the century. Viva Ronaldo, GGMU.
He'll have his medical in Portugal.
Yeah, that's what we were hearing. Robert McDonough says, if Pogba goes PSG, seeing as they'll have cash from Mbappe, will we buy our new DM with the cash? I've got loads of super chats here, so I'm just going to breeze through them for 2 minutes. Bear with me. Andrew A says, does he get the number 7 straight away? It would be stupid not to exploit it in marketing. But then what happens to Eddie Antoni? Hashtag pants off. Hashtag coleslaw everywhere. Kagol Nagar says, United's still the real daddy. We showed interest. City said, nah, but not. Sajan Pahal says, do you think this will be Ronaldo's? Oh, I think we read that one. I think that's Cough Mike, I might have missed you really one. He says, I'm sweating, my knobby's sore from the beating. CR7 is coming home. 21 is coming. The Champions League is coming. Right. So we're gonna do a little roundup of here. What we're going now. I've just had the here we go. You two can put your phones away once you finish doing your own social media.
You got figures for this, surely?
We'll do a little thing, right? So we've had the Here We Go on Twitch from Fabrizio Romano.
It's got to be Here We Go.
Yeah, yeah. Can we change that? That's a good point. Now we can make it Here We Go on the title. Here We Go from Romano. So it's happening. That's it, innit? Here We Go. Is that it? Done deal?
Yes, done deal.
How do you feel now?
Romano, Here We Go.
Right. Ronaldo's giving it. Ronaldo's coming back to Old Trafford. How do you feel now compared to as well how you felt yesterday when it looked like he was going to sit?
It's mad. Like, this is, the only tweet I just did now is the craziest 24 hours. Really? This is like, last night I was just sat there fucking like depressed. Yeah. Ronaldo at City. Imagine like, because this, I was saying this yesterday to some of my mates. I feel like this is the season where we end up playing City in the knockouts of the Champions League.
Well, United have tweeted. Welcome home, Cristiano Ronaldo. If we can we get it on the screen, please?
Viva Ronaldo.
He's back. It's official. Comunicado official. Right, wow. Hey, Cristiano Ronaldo is welcome home, Manchester United.
Mate.
Honestly, what is going on? So I can't even keep up. You all right? Are you okay?
This is mad.
We need to get
City in the knockouts. I want to see him slap one in at the Etihad.
Mate, I can't believe, right? I need to see it's that. Already done. I can't believe we're tweeting
what
that Cristiano Ronaldo
happening?
Is a
what
Manchester
is
United
going
player.
On.
Do you know what?
This is so mad.
I think we might have broken in there. Are you all right? Are you emotional?
I'm embarrassingly emotional, mate.
Don't be embarrassed, man. This is why we love football, bro. This is what it's about, man. Do you know what I mean?
No,
there's nothing wrong with
it's
that whatsoever.
Happening,
I was speechless.
Mate, look at it. Go on, Ronnie. Go on, mate. That's what it's about. Do you know what I'm talking about, mate? Seriously. How are you feeling, Ron?
Oh, I love football.
Wow.
Over and off.
Listen. What you son of a That's quality.
Please, can I
I'm
just
not,
like,
I'm trying to not cry.
Mate, there's nothing wrong with crying. It's a joy when one of the greatest footballers that's ever lived.
I just get me to a Champions League knockout where Ronaldo's playing. I need that right now.
I'm just glad he's here. It's one of them where, honestly, the way I feel now,
so mad.
I actually don't remember ever feeling this happy.
We've actually.
I'm genuinely lost for words.
I'm not
the reason
that.
I like football.
I'm not
Ronaldo,
knocking that, bro.
And we've just signed him.
Listen, Ronaldo's giving me butterflies.
Yeah,
it's like I'm just, it's goosebumps, and I'm thinking about, I'm envisioning all of what I've said about. Him, he's unveiling, embracing Fergie,
seeing,
all of that. It's
him
just,
again. You know what?
It's
seeing
cinematic.
That shirt,
it's seen
it's
it.
Making me feel like I'm with you, Ronnie. It is amazing.
Do you know what's mad? It's the emotional roller coaster of United, like losing him to City, and then in 24 hours, like it was. It sounded like it was done to City, and like what the fuck? Like, everyone screamed, "What are you doing, United?" Yeah. Watch 24 hours, just like that. He's joining United. Like the heartbreak to this is just. It's the maddest 24 hours. This is nuts.
We're talking about this, and I don't want to make this about City, so we'll get off them in a minute. But yesterday, Ronnie, how were you feeling? Were you sort of accepting the fact you've got over City?
I said to someone, I was in denial. I was in a lucid, it felt like a lucid dream, and it didn't sink in. Yeah. I don't think it would have ever sank in the possibility of Ronaldo wearing a City shirt going to City until I actually seen him wearing it. I refused to believe it could happen. I almost tried to neglect it. I think it was one of those where it was you're trying to help me.
I'm starting lying to myself and like, then, oh, this guy's going to be so dead there. He's 37, he's washed.
I wasn't even doing that. I was trying to tell myself I was dreaming. It wasn't real. It didn't sink in. And gladly I'm right. But as I've said, when it comes to Ronaldo.
Slightly lost the love of your life.
Exactly. Especially someone around my age, I think for any age really, because Ronaldo's a major part of the history of United and what he achieved there, being a Ballon d'Or winner and doing what he has done and then gone on to do as a result alongside Fergie, they almost entwine almost in terms of their legacy as well. It's just because I'm getting all this kind of emotion because he's such a major part of my childhood as a fan of Manchester United. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, it feels surreal.
Yesterday,
you know
I mean? I was having a discussion with my mate about the obsession with like why United fans. Because there's this thing where fans, rivals are like, "Oh, you've been singing his name for 10 years. You're so obsessed with him. He doesn't care about. He doesn't like you. He was the best player in the world. He was slapping every team in the league. Won the Ballon d'Or. Won the Champions League. Won the Premier League, which your club legend's never done.
No.
Liverpool fans, Steven Gerrard. He's gone and done that. Of course, United fans are going to be obsessed with him because he's done all of that.
Yeah.
And he's, I was like, coming back, and he's going to win. We're winning it, the treble.
When you try to explain it,
let's
to fans,
go.
They just don't get it, do they? They don't get it. No fan in England has got a player that's done for them what, you know, Ronaldo has done for us, certainly not in the Premier League era. To win three on the trot, to win the Ballon d'Or and the Champions League in that period, it just hasn't happened. And when you look back at all those memories, you know, the goal against Porto, the goals, the free kicks, the goal in the Champions League final, there's so many memories where you go, this guy gave me those memories, gave us as fans those memories. Ronnie, you just said, you know, I'm a lot older than you, but I've never seen a player probably as good as Ronaldo play for United. Yes. He's probably the best player. Yeah.
And
he's not my favourite, but the best.
And you even more memorably, because even though it was a youngish age, you would have seen his progression in it, his journey.
You know, can I tell you?
From him being at the start when you watched him, when he first came.
Do you know when he got announced, right? I'll tell you, I'll never forget where I was. I was in Malia, right? I was at the pool bar, I was working out there, and some guy was reading the paper and he goes, United have signed Ronaldo. And I was like, yes, get in, this is it. Going to do it. We're going to win a lot next season. I love him. He's brilliant. He scored a hat-trick for Real Madrid against us and he got a standing ovation. And they were like, no. Some kid from Portugal, Cristiano Ronaldo.
Oh,
what? This club, man.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Cristiano Ronaldo, that Portuguese kid. Like, what? This ain't going to win us nothing.
He called me. He had growing pains.
Do you remember his debut? Was he too young for his debut?
Probably
against Bolton.
Yeah,
I feel like a lot.
If you get a chance, right, just Google United.
I've watched that
Ronaldo.
I used to just go home from school and just watch Ronaldo.
By the way,
on
I know loads
That's
of
all
comment,
I used to do.
We'll get to the chats and everything. We're just having a little chat, and then in 5 minutes time or 2 minutes time, I'm going to get to them. Yeah, when he came on against Bolton, remember he came on with like 20 minutes to go against Bolton.
I've watched that game so many
Ricardo
times.
Ricardo Gardner, I think, was a Bolton fullback. He was nearly in tears, bro. Yeah. By the end of it,
the skills
Ronaldo
he was pulling
just
out.
Turning him inside out,
the crosses,
sitting him down, letting him get back up, putting him
and
back down.
And that's Gardner, Jamaica legend.
Yeah.
You gotta say, but
honestly, I felt for him. I always think of him. I think, man, he must have had twisted blood after that 20 minutes. The crowd was going berserk. It was just like, this kid's got everything. And then what happened with Ronaldo? What I always respect about Ronaldo is people forget this, and people don't really. It's very rare this happens with a young player. He had a sort of a lull after the first initial few months. He's like. He struggled a little bit. I think he was a bit homesick. Struggled with the physicality in the Premier League. Everyone's, you know, one step over too many and all that sort of stuff. One trick pony. Getting a little bit of stick, believe it or not, before social media. People questioning whether he's up to it. And then it was around the World Cup time, around the 2006 time.
Yeah.
And obviously there's all
see
that nonsense.
Like this.
But he blossomed.
I remember
that. Just, and in 2006, 2007... It's like banging in
it's
goals.
It's coming
regular.
Back to the Premier League and then the whole thing with fans getting onto him about the World Cup thing.
Yeah.
And he takes those moments. This is what I love about Ronaldo. Those downs, like he turns them into an up. And
I'm covering.
And going back in the day, going to games for me was just... I never went to a lot of games. I wasn't fortunate enough at that age.
Nothing wrong with that.
In 2006, 7, 8, I didn't go to a lot of games. Or maybe 3 or 4.
How old were you then anyway?
10. So, But like, as in, it was hard to get down to games and all that. Yeah. But when I went to the game, The whole thing was about, is Ronaldo playing? I need to see Ronaldo play.
Do you know what? I'm just thinking as well, man. My kids are going to get to see Ronaldo play for United.
This is so
my kids have started going to United, so much United, right? Days. And they've been too young. They weren't alive when Ronaldo was
Imagine how mad the Stretford End's going to go.
That is mint.
Do you know?
When he just nods one in a big game.
I literally just seen someone
get
say,
me to Old Trafford now.
We still need a CDM. Right about now, I don't give a shit about that. But anyway.
Play Ronaldo CDM.
Anyway.
Seriously.
But it's back to what you said. Two of the greatest players, unarguably, the top two players of all time. I don't think there's even an argument. People argue generationally, I'm Messi and Ronaldo, right?
Yeah.
And
maybe you could, but I'm just going to play devil's advocate slightly. For my age, people will throw Maradona in there.
Yeah,
but,
I know.
I think for the certainly the modern era.
And only one of those players have played for a Premier League club.
Mate.
So I've different.
Ronaldo's,
we're not the same.
And Ronaldo's played for Manchester
Rivals.
United.
We're not
twice.
The same.
Twice.
Done it twice.
So twice. We built different.
Just on that note. How effective do you actually think he could be? Because putting the emotions to one side, and I say putting emotions to one side, it's impossible. Yeah. So that's a stupid statement. But in terms of goals, assists, do you think that he can be challenging at the top of the goal scoring charts? Or do you think we might have to say, hang on, the guy's 36. Yes, it's great. We've got him back. He's one of the goats. But he's not going to be that player that's banging in him every week. Or do you still think he's got it?
He's still got it.
Yeah.
Because he's revolutionised himself. He's changed his game. He's not the dynamic winger. 1v1. Even though he's still got spurts where he can do it. If you do watch him recently, Abdullah probably
he's got
watches him a lot
moments,
more.
Hasn't he as well?
He got playmaking moments, but in terms of when it comes to what people don't realise is if you look past the athleticism, you look past the age and whatever, one of Ronaldo's best traits, because he's got so many, is he's instinctive, he's as a box predator, he's just always seems to be in the right position. And when he does get there, if it's his head, if it's on the volley, if it's right foot, it's left foot, he'll finish it. And that doesn't go. That doesn't matter if you're 36, 38.
Look at the Euros, isn't it? Like, yeah, he was exactly. The joint top scorer and the Euros got knocked out early. He was unbelievable.
Yeah, I watched
Euros,
him for Portugal,
man.
And I thought, he's still world class.
We're talking
think about the players that we're playing with. He's going to be playing with Pogba. Pogba and Bruno are probably two players up there in world football in terms of distribution and the ability to create chances for others. And then you've got Sancho, who's also, top three, top two, last three seasons in assists. In Europe,
he drops 15 plus assists in the league.
This is turning into like
Ronaldo doesn't have to do much. You provide him with the chances. Ronaldo,
this is turning into like the perfect attack.
He's played like, in a defensive setup since he's left Madrid. He's played in a defensive setup since he's left Madrid, and he's still scored. It doesn't matter.
He's
coming into an attacking side.
I do have to sort of get into some of these super chats because we've had so many people in the comments, so many people getting involved. Isaac Copson, thanks for the super chat. I think we've done a few of these. Sam B, I missed that before, says 480k a week wages reported. I'm just going to try and get into him. Samuel says, Ronaldo 7, Cavani 9, Martial P45. Bit harsh on Tony M there. Michael Collins says, Ronaldo's coming home party against Newcastle. Heaven help them. Viva Ronaldo. Oh, there's a few. Yeah, just if you can monitor the chat, there's a few idiots in the chat. Or one idiot, I think it's a... It. Yeah, Fred Feed. Yeah, there's a... In fact, let me get rid of this guy now. He's gone.
Stay mad.
Team Retro's video says, Manchester is red, you blue rats. Love from Australia. Brees Menendez. Oh yeah, I think I've said that one. I'm just trying to get through because there's so many.
Fuck it. Social media's
it's just been going crazy and I'm sort of struggling to keep up. Derek Best says, don't forget we have Sancho too. Mate, if you're Jadon Sancho, this has got to be crazy. You come to United. And then we imagine
Varane comes, Ronaldo comes.
I just imagine Rashford and Sancho on the WhatsApp right now, just like, yo,
whoa, bro. Yeah.
Or on like Warzone or something. You check the news, you see Fabrizio.
Nah, Jadon Sancho will be the type to love it.
No?
Like, love the possibility of playing with these kind of players.
Yeah. Declan Platt says, can imagine the scenes around the ground for the first time in 11 years. Ronaldo will be wearing a United top and a Stretford end singing Viva Ronaldo. You two, we're all there. We're all there, aren't we, for the Newcastle game?
I am there, mate.
Yeah.
I hope so.
We'll get you, if we can, we'll get you a ticket. Jamie Usher says, absolutely gassed. Oh, yeah, I think I've read that one. We've had a... thanks, Josh Pack, for the heads up as well about Romano going live. I'm trying. Sorry, there's so many. I think I've read that one. Someone says, Ulrich Jude says, can't tell you the emotional journey the last few days have been. I've been in tears in the last 5 minutes.
You're not the only one. I'm trying to keep it together.
Don't keep it together. You know what? This is why you're a football fan. Not for just live signings, but for the emotion, for that sort of romantic idea you have about the game sometimes. It's so easy to be cynical. I'm one of the most cynical people you'll meet when it comes to football. But when something like this happens, a transfer you've always wanted to happen, a player that you love coming back to United, especially when it looked like he was going to go to your rivals, it's just mint, man. Debut says, I took the day off. What a Friday. Love from New York, guys. I am locked into Paddock for the reactions, but first I got to cry in the bathroom. Well, Zanetti says, what number do you think he'll have? I don't know. I don't think he'll take the 7 off Cavani. He might have to settle for a...
When we look past all of this, with the fact that look at the squad we'll have, signing Ronaldo, signing Varane, signing Sancho. When we get past it eventually, as exciting as it is, what are the expectations like for us this season again?
Well, if we don't win every single trophy this season, it's a failure. Do you know what I mean? If we don't do the
treble, even with Mick Fred in midfield.
Do you know what I mean? If we win like the FA Cup, the Champions League, the Premier League, and miss out on the League Cup, he's failed. Andy Dunn says, bet Ollie doesn't play him, lol. Ash, I love all this. I love the emotion, man. There's nothing wrong with being emotional.
Ollie knew earlier on that he was signing.
Did he know when he sees his press conference? Ollie. Kitali's
by
his
bravado and
And he was like, we want him.
He was gassed. He wanted to say something. Oh. He was on the phone with Ronaldo. You know? 100%.
I think Rooney is the type to not even be asked to contact him about it. Rooney.
Rooney's probably deleted his number. Yeah.
I was like, saved it, but with like a name like Nobed. Yeah. Portuguese.
Yeah, don't answer. Yeah. Ash K. Vital says, I'm crying, bro. Ronaldo, Rashford, Sancho, Greenwood, Bruno, Pogba, Varane, Maguire, Shaw, GGMU, love from Australia. Like Sydney.
Someone said thank you for Bruno and Fergie. I don't think it would have been just them to watch Ronaldo. I think it's been confirmed by, I think Rio spoke to.
Yeah, I think that's true. Yeah, Joe's Kindle.
He confirmed it.
All right, good stuff. Joe's Kindle says, cannot wait for the looks he's going to give James. Shoria Tucker says, do you think they take the number 7 jersey from Cavani? I don't think they will. I mean, I don't know. Michael Reamer says, this is the full soccer circle of my lifetime. This is why I fell in love with United and football as a boy. I'm crying. I can explain
it.
You
definitely know what questions Ronaldo's going to get in his first few interviews, though. It is going to be he's going to get asked about the City thing.
Yeah,
they are going to ask him, was you actually going there and da-da-da? And I'm interested to see what he says. Hopefully now,
I've already seen a few City fans backtracking and saying don't need him anyway. Saying then we didn't want him. That was why I didn't get him. When obviously, you know, they did. I mean,
it's not where their timeline.
Do you know what I mean? Exactly. They were all pro Ronaldo last night. Caleb Dietril says, is Cavani giving up the number 7 shirt though? Lol. Casper Jorgensen says, could the singing of Ronaldo affect Bruno's game? We've got that chant, haven't we? With both of them in. I don't really like that chant. I like it, but it's a bit wordy for me. I struggle with it.
I don't think
it
affects his game whatsoever.
I don't. He'll be loving it. He's the mates, aren't he?
Just means that Ronaldo will invariably be the starting striker for United this season.
Bruno's not, like you say, yeah. Bruno's lost his penalties. So it's Bruno, but that's just Ronaldo, innit? But other than that, I don't
know. The free kicks, Ronaldo, you have less say. I'm sorry.
I know. Mike93 says, the fact we are talking about what shirt number Ronaldo is wearing feels like a dream. Does this feel like a dream to you? It feels a bit surreal.
What on earth?
I am a little bit like, is this
like a simulation?
It's a simulation, like, I was going to say.
It's like, I don't want to be that guy again. But you know when I interviewed Fergie? There was a point where I'm talking to him, he started laughing. And I was like, sorry, it's got to get out. I did say to him, make sure you have a word of Ollie and get Ronaldo back.
Yeah.
But I was like, this is almost like a dream. Yes. This is happening. And now we're sat here, after the way I felt when I was sat here last night, mm-hmm. which was like I felt like crying for different reasons. It just feels crazy. Peter Kelly said, mad that both Ronaldos transferred from their respective clubs in one window. Chelsea thought they'd won with Ron back, but we topped it. Ron back. Sudip Dita says, says, India United fans are nostalgic today. I think every United fan is nostalgic. Alex Buckingham says, oh, stop it. I'm tumescent. What's that mean, Ron?
I'm too...
Tumescent.
Tumescent?
Yeah.
I have no idea, but usually when things are ending in sentence, it's something to do with light, isn't it?
Okay. Jason McMillan says, it's taken us 12 years to replace Ronaldo, mates. Viva, we have now two best Portuguese players ever. Sean Thomas says, can we have a conversation about where he actually fits into the squad? Is he guaranteed a starting spot? Will we change how we fit to play him? Hakai Jackson says, turned 28 today. Most hype birthday in years. Haha, up the fucking meds. Happy birthday, bro. You just had the best birthday present ever.
What a day.
Cristiano Ronaldo. Like,
that's why he came. You know what? That is why he signed, because it was your birthday.
Do you know who we play on my birthday?
Scousers.
Yeah.
Oh, mate.
See, you know, good mate.
Yeah. I always remember
they
your
moved
birthday.
It?
Nah, because you know what? It used to always be on my brother's birthday in March. It used to be March the 14th for around that date. And if it's different.
We always used to get Chelsea, you know, like on my birthday, and we always like lost or had a shocking like
Chelsea. Our record against Chelsea over 15 years was horrible, wasn't it?
Exactly. It's like things like that. He's a major part, isn't it?
Because I'll read this. Yeah, Manny Social says, first time sending a supper. What a special occasion. Love you guys, Viva Ronaldo. Uncle Jeff, mate, I'm a mess. Seen Ronaldo with my granddad, and he introduced me to United. Sadly, lost him a few years ago. The fact he's back just means so much. Do you know what? That's a great chat, and thank you for that, Uncle Jeff, and I'm sure your granddad's looking down, buzzing. Max Gomez says, I've never had the chance to watch Ronaldo play for this club, so we could not afford to watch cable. I'm so excited to get the chance, finally get to watch the GOAT.
See what it means,
play for this club. I'm going to keep reading. There's loads coming. I will get back to chatting to you guys in one second. Let me go through some of these. Ian Richards says, now Ole should be having a headache. Who takes the penalty? If one then miss, will be a headlight. The pressure is superb. Christian Say says, is it enough to convince Camavinga to come? Derek Best says, does Ole give him time to adjust the Premier League? Does he give us time to adjust Ronaldo being back at the club? Do you know what I was thinking about as well? When he came with Juventus, me and Mrs. went, and I think we took my daughter as well. And like, Mrs., we got in the ground. It's the earliest I've been in the ground for about 30 years since I was a kid. Because Mrs. was like, come on, go and watch him warm up. And I'd forgotten, you know, I was like, well, go and watch the players warm up. Thought about Ronaldo. All right, okay.
So we're in that one. When he came back with Madrid,
this is with Juve. But the one with Madrid,
that was, so, the that one was a
horrible,
Madrid.
Horrible evening because that, of that red card to Nani.
That was grim.
And him scoring as well. It was disgusting. Omo Rao says, United are playing 4D chess with replacing Ronaldo with Ronaldo. I think I'm up to date with the Super Chats. I will get into some of it. It's not just Super Chats, obviously. Madak Malik says, the people asking if it's confirmed. Yes, Man United announced. Naheem Zainal says, some reports saying Ronaldo is joining for 270 a week. So's how much he wants to get back here. I think that's actually saying, yeah, it looks like
that's a lot of a pay cut, to be honest, than what he...
Let me just go into this, actually, because there's a link here. I've not even read it. I'll read the actual official comunicado oficial from the communications department. So it says here, Manchester United is delighted to confirm that the club has reached agreement with Juventus for the transfer of Cristiano Ronaldo, subject to agreement of personal terms, visa and medical. Putting it out there, I think the visa will be all right.
Yeah.
Cristiano, a five-time Ballon d'Or winner, has so far won over 30 major trophies during his career, including 5 UEFA Champions League titles, 4 FIFA Club World Cups, 7 league titles in England, Spain and Italy, and the European Championship for his native Portugal. In his first spell at Manchester United, he scored 118 goals in 292 games, and he had no intention of joining them blue twats down the road. All right, I added that bit on. Everyone at the club looks forward to welcoming Cristiano back to Manchester. I mean, Ronnie, Abdullah, I'm glad I've got to share. You know what? I'm glad I got to share it to younger fans because, you know, you're speaking about being a kid when he was here. And I forget that sometimes because I'm a spoilt brat, me. I just saw the glory years from like 13 onwards. So I forget, you know, for some people, they barely remember Ronaldo. They barely got to see him. We've had people in the chat who said they didn't get to see him. My kids have never seen him. And listen, everything you've heard, everything you've seen on the videos, everything you've seen on the clips, it's all true. It is.
It is all true.
He is the GOAT. I've got a couple more Super Chats.
Before we go, do you reckon it's too much to ask for us to get to, what's the wager for 5,000 likes?
Right, we're on 3,672 likes. Get to 5,000 likes, right, and I'll get Ronnie a ticket for the Newcastle game so he can go and watch Ronaldo. Alpha Omega says, I'm worried about the state of David Moyes' hand. McClen Johnson says, I was already going out for drinks tonight. This news just sent my senses into overdrive. Time to play Cool and the Gang celebration into the night. Brandon Babsixa says, holy fucking what? I woke up and then 15 minutes later, this came across my phone. I'm a 46-year-old American and I'm crying in my living room. Thanks, guys. You're not alone, bro. Isaac Hobson says, Jay, you are a super chat king. How the hell do you read them all? I never know.
It's hard.
Charlie Warwick says, a super chat there. Thanks for it. Just didn't have anything on it, but appreciate your support. I do always try and get to him. Listen, we've got to 4,000 money. We'll get you a ticket. As long as you can come. That's been Abdullah. That's been Ronaldo Brown. Cristiano Ronaldo. It's official. United have tweeted it. We've had everything. We've had the here we go. We've had the done deals. Manchester United have now announced him as a Manchester United player. Cristiano is coming back to Old Trafford. I've been Jay Motti. This has been The Brew. Don't forget to hit like, share and subscribe. Thanks for watching.
Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.